Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is 107. You are listening to The Shaletta Show on News Talk 830 WCCO Radio, your good neighbor station. My name is Shaletta Brundage, and I'm the host of the show. Lindsey Brown, my trusty sidekick and producer, is in the studio downtown Minneapolis, that historic WCCO radio station. 100 years of service to this community. And Ari Bergeron and Al Schock are in the newsroom bringing us the latest on news, weather, and information that's impacting our family and our community. Again, there is a lot of negativity going on in the world, and a lot of it is being broadcast right into your living room. But during this show for 3 hours, I told Lindsey we're calling this show Walking on Sunshine, because today, for 3 hours, we're going to lift up your spirits. We're going to make you laugh. We're going to shed some light and do a lot of loving, because we need to build each other up. We need to remember why being kind matters. Remember why relationships matter, and look for the good in the midst of all the grime. And, you know, I want to talk about relationships for a minute, because you just never know how the Lord is going to move you and what direction you're going to go in. My pastor, Reverend Dr. Josie Palmore, out of Houston, Texas, who I pray with each and every Monday at 10 a.m. If you're looking for me, I'm in that prayer closet. Okay, I've got a lot of hell that I got to try to get through, and I need to call on the Lord at the beginning of the week before I get started, so I can get the strength I need to make it to Friday. Okay, and so every week he gives me a word, and the word that he gave me this week is a line. He says, Shaletta, you don't need to hustle, not like you're doing. You need to align and figure out where God wants you to be, when he wants you to be there, so that you show up. And the blessing that you've been praying for is waiting on you. So back up, I'm 53 now. I was a 20-something-year-old college student at the University of Houston, majoring in broadcast journalism. Loved politics, always have. They had a Mickey Leland Fellowship. Mickey Leland was a Houston U.S. representative who tragically was killed in a plane crash while he was delivering relief to Africa. And he, along with several other Houston leaders, died that day. And so they commemorated his name and kept his legacy alive with the Mickey Leland Fellowship, where they would take 10 students from the University of Houston and give them an opportunity to work in Washington, D.C. for a legislator. They gave us a stipend for the month. They put us up in an apartment, and they just set us up for success. It was an amazing opportunity that I still reap the benefits of from that till this day. And so I worked for a young man named Martin Sabo from Minnesota. Now, I'm 27 years old. I don't even know what Minnesota is on the map. Okay. I went to public school. We didn't go north of the Mason-Dixon line when we learned stuff. Okay. I learned Texas history. That was about it. And so I'm in there and he's talking about Minnesota and I'm meeting all these people from Minnesota and the people are coming from Minnesota and everybody's so nice. And I thought that would be the last interaction that I had with Minnesota. Fast forward to today. Here I am, a resident of Minnesota 10 years this year, and then 4 years previously. So this is my second stint. I'm at the post office on Snelling. I'm standing in line behind Lori Sturdivant. She's mailing stuff. I'm mailing stuff. Y'all know how I do. Hey, girl, how you doing? What's up? It's so good to see you. What you doing? She said, I'm writing a book. I said, what you writing a book about? She said, I'm writing a book about Martin Sabo. I said, girl, I know you lying. I know Martin Sabo. She said, how do you know Martin Sabo? I said, because I was an intern in his office. And she was like, girl, I'm going to make you a part of my book. And so we went to Flavor Cafe. We sat down. We had a conversation. And lo and behold, a book done came out. And guess who's in it? And guess who's on the phone line? Joining us, courtesy of the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, the latest soon-to-be award-winning author, Lori Sturdivant, is joining us. Hey, girl.
Well, hey, girl, back to you. And thank you for telling the listeners that serendipitous story. It was indeed a fateful moment when we met each other in that post office line.
Girl, I mean, we was just standing there. And I know you did. You okay? So did you think I was the crazy lady when I just started talking to you?
No, because I admire that kind of enthusiasm, that kind of outgoing greeting. I've been a fan of yours for a long time, Shaletta. So didn't think you were crazy, but was surprised to learn that you had a Martin Sabo connection. Let's face it, he was a Norwegian Lutheran from far northwestern North Dakota, and that's a long way from where you grew up.
That's a long way from Fifth Ward, Texas. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so was your mind blown? Like when you were driving away from the post office after I told you that I worked with Martin Sabo for 6 months, were you like, oh, what? And Lord, you really put me here with this? Because that's how I felt. I was like, this woman got a book about a man I worked with when I was in my 20s, and here I am 50 plus years old.
Well, and you gave us a glimpse in the story that I was able to tell about Martin Sabo. You gave us a glimpse of the human side of the congressman. You know, you can tell a congressional story about what committees he was on and what bills he passed and what campaigns he ran. But you can also tell about the relationships. And for Martin Sabo, relationships were the essence of governing, I think. And your story helps me tell about his valuing of relationships. So thank you for that.
Okay, you got to tell people the name of the book, where they can get it. Is it out? Is it pre-order? What's going on? Because I know you had a big event this past Thursday, but can we go to the store and get the book?
I sure hope so. It is published by Minnesota Historical Society Press. It was released late last month, but the official launch was indeed last Thursday at Martin Sabo's alma mater, Augsburg University. Nice event we had. You can order the book directly from Minnesota Historical Society Press, or I think from any good bookstore in the Twin Cities that carries the books that have been published here in the Twin Cities. The name of the book, Martin Sabo, The Making of the Modern Legislature. Now, let me just say a word about that title. As it suggests, while this book is his whole life story, we pay special attention to his years as minority leader and then speaker of the Minnesota House, which were years of great transformation for that institution, and he was in the thick of it.
Okay, we're going to take a quick commercial break, but when we come back, I want you to give us the thing that surprised you the most. when you were doing your research, because you did a lot of research on this. I remember a couple of times I tried to call you, like, girl, I am busy. Okay, I got a whole book to write. I got 500 million pages of research and stories and interviews that I got to transcribe and try to get together. I'm on deadline for this book. And I know it had to be also something that you wanted to include, but you had to leave out. I want to get some of that stuff too that people can't get nowhere else. So we're going to talk more with my girlfriend from the post office, Miss Lori, when we come back.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
We're talking to Proud Lori right now. She has got a brand new book out. You can purchase it wherever books are sold, about our very own Martin Szabo. Lori is continuing our conversation on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. And I am just so honored that you allowed me to be a part of this book, Lori. And how did you even decide I'm going to do a book about Martin Szabo? How did this all get started? Where did this come from?
Well, I have to say, it didn't come originally from me, but from a group of Martin Szabo friends and coworkers who met regularly beginning when Martin was still with us. He left the Congress in 2006 and moved back to the Twin Cities on a permanent basis. And this group of his fellow retirees, they're mostly his contemporaries, began regular meetings to socialize, but also produce already one book. That was Tom Berg's book in 2012 called Minnesota's Miracle, about the Minnesota Miracle legislation period of the early 1970s. And the same group decided, especially after Martin died in 2016, that they thought a biography of Martin Szabo himself that focused on his extraordinary life would be in order. So I was approached in about 2022, and I happily accepted their proposal to do this book because I've always admired Martin Szabo. I've known of him during my long career at the Star Tribune. He was always someone I covered and admired. But his story is also part of something I think I'd like to focus on in the work that I do going forward. Minnesota had a remarkable success story in the late part of the 20th century. We pulled away from other states on a variety of measures, income and educational attainment and other kinds of quality of life things. I think it behooves us to understand why that happened so that we can sustain it. And Martin Szabo, I think, was part of that story, because the success of Minnesota's state government, which he had a lot to do with, is a big part of Minnesota's overall success. So that's why I was glad to take on this project.
Okay. Now, you got to tell me, you had a lot of research, a lot of data, a lot of interviews, a lot of stories, and a lot of history. What part did you hate that you had to leave out?
Oh, boy. The good stuff's all in there. I promise the readers I didn't leave anything that I thought was really significant there. But it was touching to me how many people told me they really considered Martin a close friend, someone that they had a strong personal tie with. This is someone who came to Minnesota as a college student who was so shy that he was remembered for his reticence more than anything else. And his first term in the legislature, when he was elected only at age 22, he barely spoke, I think, those first couple of sessions. So this was not someone who was an extrovert by nature. But he worked at relationships because he understood they were essential to what he really cared about, which was good governance. And so he worked hard at developing relationships, and so many people felt they had a personal connection to Martin Szabo. That was revealing to me. And he talked about how much he valued the opportunity to live in Washington as a member of Congress, live and move his family there so that he could develop relationships at home, at the schools, at the parks, with his fellow members of Congress. No matter which party they were in, he thought that those relationships were crucial to getting the work of good governance done. He lamented so much that that pattern of moving the family to Washington has changed.
Yeah. And you know, that's so funny because that's how I felt. Like, I thought I was special. I think that he just has a way of making the person that he's talking to at that moment, or making the people that he's interacting with at that moment, feel like they're the only thing that matters. And people don't do that. Even politicians, you know, in a day where you're on a Zoom meeting with somebody, and I was on a Zoom meeting with this lady last week, and she didn't turn her camera on, and she said, "Oh, I'm in another meeting. I'm multitasking." I said, "Well, you know what? Find some time for me when you have the time so that we can connect and we can communicate just with each other, because I might say something that I want you to hear and you're busy talking to someone else." He made people feel special. And, you know, even as a young girl coming from, you know, college as a junior at University of Houston into his office, he made sure the staff was kind to me. He invited me in. I got taken to the DNC because he was head of the DNC for a while, and I got invited to those galas and those events, State of the Unions and those kinds of things that, you know, my counterparts who were interning in other offices, they didn't get those opportunities.
Well, you're touching on something that so many people told me about Martin Szabo, and that is that he was an outstanding listener. Sometimes that would irritate people. There were people who told me they would come in and pitch him on particular policy or legislation they favored, come in with a strong pitch, and were expecting him to say at the end of the conversation, "Yes, I'm with you. I will support your measure. I will carry your bill." He often wouldn't make that commitment. He would listen. He would listen very carefully. He would ask questions, and he would give the people the value of his time and attention. But he would often then keep his powder dry about what exactly he would be doing with this information going forward. That was part of his, I think, his keeping himself free to make a compromise, to make a deal. And he knew that was also a necessary part of governance in our system.
Now, what are people surprised by the most? The folks who have read the book, what surprises them the most? We're talking to Lori Sturdivant. She has written an amazing book about Martin Szabo, published by the Minnesota Historical Society and Minnesota History Center. I'm sorry. And so, you know, you had the big event, the big book launch. It's been out for a month now. You've got enough time to hear from people. It's a great read, right? But you've had enough time to hear from some folks. What surprised folks the most as they read your book?
Well, you know, I think a lot of people knew the basics of Martin's story, knew he had been a legislative leader in the 70s, knew he came to the legislature as quite a young man, knew he spent 26 years in the U.S. House. But what came before, I think, has surprised people. What a kind of a starkly rural background he had in the far northwestern corner of North Dakota. The town where he grew up might have, on a good day, had about 80 people when he was a kid, and now it's down to about 6 or 7. It's really a ghost town. But it was a town that valued education, a town that was mostly Norwegian. He had 3 students in his high school graduating class. He was the valedictorian. But he still, because of the Lutheran Free Church and because of teachers that cared about him, he had opportunities to go to the state capitol, to go to some statewide camps, to compete in a statewide history contest that he won. What I have said to people is, when you grow up in a small town where human capital is a scarce commodity, but as a young person, you show that you're honest, that you're hardworking, that you're responsible, you will be given adult responsibilities at an early age. You will grow up fast. And that's what happened to Martin Sable.
We are talking to Lori Sturtevant, the author of Martin Sable, The Making of the Modern Legislature, produced by the Minnesota Historical Society Press. It is available on their website and anywhere books are sold. I'm just loving this, because so oftentimes, Lori, we don't teach our children their history. We don't tell them about the Martin Sables, and then we wonder why they don't work hard, or we wonder why they don't have an understanding of, you know, the value of hard work. And here this man was the epitome of hard work and ethics and character, everything that you want in your children. And I know for me, what it's done for me is it's helped me to make sure that my children know the story of Martin Sable.
Well,
and how impractical it is that he and I have a freaking connection.
Oh, I just love that. Well, thank you for telling your children that story. There's something else I want to lift up, and I think it's timely right now, given what we have been through in this state and this nation in the last few weeks and months. We've tended to make politics and our partisan divisions such a focus in our lives, to an extreme almost. The Sable story is a story about putting politics in its rightful perspective. Our politics are supposed to be a means to an end, and that end is the shared governance of this country. It was the governance through the legislative branch that Martin Sable made his life's work. And putting politics not as primary, but as secondary, and as a tool to be controlled, to be managed, not to run away, allow to run away with all of our passions. I think that's a timely message right now.
Girl, you are not kidding. That is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Now, you know, I've seen actors, like I talked to Terrence Howard. He was on this show, Academy Award nominee, and he talks about how when he does acting, especially when he's playing a real character, he can feel the spirit of the person visit him. And he said it's almost like one time he felt like the hands of the person were on him. He said he could physically feel that in writing this and immersing yourself in Martin's life. Did you feel at one point, girl, that you might have got a visit?
Well, you know, I can't say that I felt it in a spiritual way. What I can say is that I was blessed to have access with our wonderful technological resources today to a number of video interviews that had been done with Martin, video and audio interviews that had been done with Martin within the last 10 years of his life, as he left the Congress in 2006 and then before his death. And those, if you knew Martin, there was always a whiff of tobacco about him. He was a heavy smoker, sorry to say.
Yeah.
And so when I watched those videos, I would sometimes get a sense I could almost smell the tobacco. They were so authentic as Martin talked about the things that were important to him in his career, and talked about his disappointments as well as his successes. And there were considerable disappointments. He was such a critic of the widening income inequality in our country. Mm-hmm. He so wished that we could have done better by health care for all. And he lamented that he worked a lot on housing when he was in the state legislature and felt significant gains had been made in housing and in giving people an incentive to have more income diversity in our housing patterns. And he lamented that hasn't worked out the way he had hoped. There were other things as well, but I know he would not be a fan at all of the violent turn that our politics has taken this year. I know he would be sadly lamenting how we have allowed ourselves to become so harshly divided from one another.
Well, I just love the fact that you have produced this book for the next generation of leaders here in Minnesota, someone that we can all look up to, someone that we can all learn from, someone who can inspire us. If you have not picked up a copy of this book, I tell you, there are so many history teachers that listen to this show, so many educators. This needs to be an absolute must read for any Minnesota history class. This needs to be part of the curriculum. Y'all need to get Lori in the classroom. Girl, you need to be doing all the assemblies. You need to be doing all the meet and greets at the school. Look at me booking you, girl. I'm just booking you because these are lessons that we have to absolutely learn. And the only way we're going to learn them is through this book. So make sure you pick it up. Lori, thank you so much, not just for being on this show, but for not thinking I was the crazy lady at the post office when I just grabbed you by the neck and said, what you doing? What you mailing off? And then you told me, Martin Sable, and we got to talk, and you opened yourself up to hear from me and then put my story into the pages of your book. And I wish I could tell you how honored I am to be included.
Well, so I think of you as part of Martin's legacy, the human kind of contacts he made as a mentor to you and so many others through the years. That's part of what he has left us, and we can feel good about that.
Yes, we can, and we can feel good about this book. Y'all be sure to pick it up. Miss Lori is available to come to your school or event or church. So I'm booking her. Yeah, I'm going to be her agent. So just give her a call. She'll be there for you. It is 1:32, and I'll be here for you after the commercial break.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.